This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu has said that tribal people are a storehouse of knowledge accumulated through natural lifestyle. Addressing a gathering at the convocation of the Indian Institute of Technology, Bhilai, President Murmu said, by learning from the lifestyle of the tribal people, one can make a significant contribution to the sustainable development of the country. She said, the complete development of the country is possible only when there is an active participation of tribal people in the development process. The president said, the land of Chhattisgarh is rich in tribal tradition and culture. The people of tribal society understand nature closely and have been living in harmony with the environment for centuries. During the ceremony, President Murmu awarded gold medals to 7 students. Chhattisgarh Governor Raman Deka and Chief Minister Vishnu Deo Sai were also present on the occasion. The president will grace the convocation of Health Science and Ayush University in Naya Raipur this afternoon. India and Germany have expressed their deepest concern over the war raging in Ukraine, including its terrible and tragic humanitarian consequences. In the joint statement, following the 7th India-Germany intergovernmental consultations in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reiterated the need for comprehensive, just and lasting peace in line with international law. They emphasize that the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in the conflict is unacceptable. They stressed the significance of adhering to international law as enshrined in the UN Charter. The two leaders also strongly condemned terrorism and violent extremism in all forms. India and Germany stressed the importance of the Indo-Pacific for prosperity and security, as well as for addressing global challenges. With a view to deepening cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, Germany will permanently deploy a liaison officer in the Information Fusion Center, Indian Ocean region at Gurugram to monitor the marine traffic in the Indian Ocean region. Chief Justice of India, Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, has called for greater participation of women in the workplace, including the judiciary. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, he noted that greater female representation highlights the experiences of women enriching decision-making with diverse perspectives. The Chief Justice highlighted that in the open recruitment examinations for the district judiciary across the country, over 50% of the recruits are women. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman has called upon the World Bank to promote a two-way exchange of innovations drawing from the transformative experiences of the Global South in the sectors of digital inclusion and sustainable energy. The finance minister made this statement while addressing the Development Committee plenary session on a future-ready World Bank group during the annual meetings in 2024 at the World Bank in Washington, D.C. She sought a more affordable World Bank with a more competitive pricing model to foster broader participation, incentivize middle-income countries to borrow more and deepen development impact. She also reiterated India's stand that the World Bank should adopt a strictly evidence-based and data-driven approach when preparing global indices and country comparators such as the Worldwide Governance Indicators and the new Be Ready Index. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath will deliver the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024 at Akashvani's Rang Bhavan in New Delhi this afternoon. He will speak on Indian Space Odyssey in Search of New Frontiers. The lecture is organized by Prasar Bharati in memory of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. In view of upcoming festivals including Diwali and Chhat Puja, Northern Railway is operating 195 additional trips of special trains from today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.